Michigan dad used 7-year-old daughter as currency for sex with child predator's girlfriend. The Aegis Alliance. A father in Michigan took illicit photographs of his own little girl and attempted to make use of the age 7 girl as currency in exchange for sex with an alleged child predator's girlfriend, according to police on Wednesday. There was an investigation into a separate victim being abused, a 21-year-old woman who has special needs, when detectives made the troubling finding this month. While investigators searched the Mount Morris residence of Daniel Flowers, police officers discovered a backpack full of toys and candy in addition to pictures of a young girl on Flowers' smartphone, the Genesee County Sheriff's Office stated. After the search, the guy that sent out those photos to Flowers was determined to be Jerome Chain, age 28, that was evidently using his little girl in exchange for sexual activities with Flowers' girlfriend, sheriffs pointed out. Can you imagine a 7-year-old girl being used as currency? Sheriff Chris Swanson stated at a press release, "This young life was being exploited by somebody very close so that person could have sex with another human being." Chain was apprehended this past week after turning up at Flowers' condo to facilitate the exploitation of his little girl, Swanson pointed out. 36-year-old Daniel Flowers, as well as his girlfriend, age 31 Michelle Irwin, are also facing charges. The investigation started on July 2 after a registered nurse expressed to authorities that a person who was a patient of hers disclosed they were being mistreated at a Mount Morris residence. The Genesee County Human Oppression Strike Team, referred to as GHOST, took control of the case, and they found out the young woman had met up with Flowers as well as Irwin on the social networking app MeetMe and were also living with them. Investigators disclosed that the couple had facilitated people to come to have sex with this special needs individual, Swanson stated. Authorities at that point searched the suspect's residence and discovered the youngster's pictures, in addition to one more thing that captured their interest: a backpack full of provocative things, disturbing things, that included Sour Patch candy. It's not uncommon that a predator would use items like Hatchimals, coloring books, plush toys, in this case, from Frozen, and candy. Swanson informed the media. The three suspects are all facing charges of a number of child sex crimes and also could potentially spend decades behind bars if found guilty. Swanson advised the neighborhood to remain alert and report any sort of suspicious activity in their area, cautioning that child abuse is happening in everybody's backyard. Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.